You're listening to Vatican News. Yadira Vieira, a 29-year-old researcher and assistant for migrant families who lives in Chicago in the United States, is participating in the Synod of Bishops on Young People, the Faith, and Vocational Discernment as an auditor. She spoke with Devin Watkins about her experience in the Synod and the ideas she brings with her to the Synod Fathers.
As one of the young auditors, what is the most exciting thing about being here at the Synod?
The most exciting thing is participating in the conversations that are going to influence what the Pope says to our youth in his exhortation. I'm very excited about the way in which the Church will now minister to them and include our youth where they are in life right now.
Where do you think they are right now in the States?
In the United States, we are experiencing a lot of youth who may feel like political activism is the way to have our country recognize their humanity and the life that they are experiencing. And I think it's important for the Church to listen to that and minister in a way that also has our youth feeling like we as a Church recognize our humanity.
There's quite an age difference between yourself and the bishops and experts here. Do you think their hearts and minds are open to listening?
I think a good portion of them are. Others are still focused on preaching the truth to our youth, and I think that's important, but I also think it's important to recognize where our youth are right now in their lives and what they're experiencing. I like to focus on the family dynamic. It's changed a lot. In the United States, not everyone is raised by a mother and a father or in a heterosexual couple. And so that's important for us to be mindful of because that's where our youth are. And it's important to honor their experiences and, again, minister to what life is like for them now and find a way to make them understand that they are so deeply loved by God and that He is just so excited to embrace them. They just need to be open to that. And the only way to be open to that is for the Church to meet them where they are.
Could you give a word, a name to this type of preaching of the gospel?
Inclusion and love.
How have you challenged the bishops so far?
In the small groups, I've made it a point to bring them back to the reality that not all of our youth are the same. Their lives are not the same, not just in the United States, but in other parts of the world. It's important for them to be mindful of that, that while life may look like in some parts of the world, it's not the same in other parts of the world. And it's important for us to, again, be mindful, be open to what life is really like for our youth right now, and find a way to meet them, whether it's through social media, through more innovative, fun, happy catechesis.
How was the youth festival?
It was very nice. I really enjoyed listening to the stories. I mean, they were very painful stories, but I loved how they ended with the feeling of God's love in their lives. I mean, coming to God and experiencing God's love isn't a direct path. Like, everyone experiences it differently and also at different stages in their life. And I loved hearing how the stories all connected in the way that it was through community, it was through family. And oftentimes it was not like their nuclear family, but family within the Church. And maybe it was a conversation they had with someone or an interaction where they felt loved. And I think that's where the Church has a lot of work to do, making sure that our youth feel loved and not just judged or discarded or abused. It's important for us to make sure that we communicate in a way that is loving. Yes, it's important to communicate the truth, but also you can't just communicate the truth without treating someone with love and care and attentiveness.
You're seeing a very global perspective here at the Synod. Do you think that global face, the universal face of the Church, can you bring that back to the States?
Yes, I mean, in the United States, we have all sorts of languages spoken. I mean, even though they emphasize English, I mean, we have communities from all over the world coming into the United States. So I don't think the United States is experiencing a particular kind of Church. And I think it's also important for us to remain open to the global experience of the teen and how they experience faith. There are so many similarities. It's beautiful, but it's also very moving to see the need that there is across so many countries.